Hi everybody, welcome to my channel. My name is Hannah OJ and this is a review of episode 4 of The Other Black Girl, so let's go. The episode starts with Nella and Malaika doing yoga. So once they've done their yoga class and they've got changed and they're leaving, Malaika notices that Nella's looking a little different. She's rocking some jewelry, she's got some lipstick on, she looks good. And she's like, yeah, sis. But then when she realizes this is Hazel's influence, she's not really feeling it so much anymore. Or how close she's getting to Hazel, it seems. I feel like this is a little bit stronger than just her getting a little bit jealous because she's getting close to another girl, because I do think that is part of it. I do think that Malaika has become very used to her being Nella's only black friend and her best friend, and she's very protective of her position in her life. But I do also feel like from this episode it's very clear that Malaika is very, she has a sense about people and fakeness and phoniness, and she clocked Hazel from the get-go. Even before meeting her, you just know, like, when your best friend is telling you that this girl threw you under the bus on her first day and then she went from that to being her bestie, you're automatically gonna be like, well, that's odd, isn't it? Like, it's a little strange, don't you think? And then now where she's seeing her completely change her look, well, not completely, let's be real. Nella started wearing nicer clothes and wearing some lipstick, but it wasn't that drastic of a change really. But still, it seemed like Malaika had kind of been begging her to make little changes here and there for ages and she never did it. And then as soon as Hazel comes through for 5 minutes, all of a sudden now you're changing your look. So I think that's why Malaika was a bit, this girl is, she's not giving me a good feeling. That being said, Hazel's influence over Nella may be disturbing, but if you saw how she dressed in the start, somebody had to help sis out, because my goodness. So once they get outside and they're walking, this black woman walks past and she purposely bumps Nella's shoulder like mad aggressively. I don't even understand why Nella didn't say anything, because in real life I'm sure most people would have been like, what the fuck, are you all right? But anyway, the girl keeps walking and Nella looks back at her, and for a second the girl looks back at her too, but she still keeps walking. The girl had a really short haircut. It was like she shaved her head a few weeks ago and it had started to grow back. Her whole look was very much giving on the run. Nella goes to work and Vera is in a tizzy. Colin's sensitivity read is in. Vera's freaked out because the sensitivity reader ruled out a lot of things, and if they were to remove everything, there would be no book left. It's almost as if Nella was right about everything she said. Go figure, look at that. So Nella's sitting there looking all, I told you so, and then somebody comes in to tell her that Richard wants to see her. So when she goes to his office, he's not alone. He's there with Diana Gordon and he introduces her to Nella. Diana Gordon is played by Garcelle Beauvoir, and I just have to take this moment to remind everybody just how beautiful Garcelle Beauvoir is. Like, every time I see that woman, I'm just like, bitch, you are just gorgeous. Like, face card, decline, never. Garcelle, not in a million years. Like, she just is just beautiful. You know when God's just blessed some people aesthetically, you know? Anyway, this is Nella's favorite author at the end of the day, so obviously she's starstruck, looking at her like, you know, that bitch from Swarm, whatever her name is, I've forgotten, but you know. Who's your favorite artist? That's what it was given. Richard and Diana have already apparently been in talks, because Diana is thinking about releasing another book and Richard is trying to convince her to come over to Wagner and release it through them, but she's not sure yet. So they have a meeting with all the Wagner staff to try and brainstorm some ideas for Diana's second book. So far, all the ideas are trash, just garbage. So at this point, Nella's like, fuck it can't hurt to suggest the re-release of Burning Heart for the 35th anniversary again. Diana said that she loves the idea, but Burning Heart is too painful for her and she doesn't want to go backwards. Which is fair enough, and also, they don't seem to talk about Diana as someone that's released multiple books. I don't know if that's an oversight or something that wasn't included in the TV show and was in the book that I don't remember, or just, you know, something that wasn't mentioned but we're supposed to assume that she released multiple books after Burning Heart. But if this is the only one or her only bestseller, maybe the others just didn't do so well, then I probably wouldn't want to re-release it either. I'd probably want to give another story a try, you know? After the meeting, Nella goes into the bathroom to, you know, have a little word with herself, because she's beaten herself up for suggesting the idea, even though it was the only good idea. And coincidentally, Diana goes into the bathroom too, to do her hair in our faces the whole time. Nella tells Diana how she regrets pitching the re-release idea, but Diana's like, it was the best idea in the room and it took guts, so good for you, sis. She also invites Nella to her house. Now, looking back on it, obviously with what we know, it seems creepy. Not creepy, but it does seem a bit, that's a little odd. Like, she didn't do that much for you to feel that comfortable to invite her to your home when you literally did not meet her before today. But at the same time, in real life, even if your favorite author invites you to her house, you are not gonna say no. You are not gonna think anything of it. I know for a fact, she's not my favorite author anymore, but like my childhood favorite author was Jacqueline Wilson. Today at 30 years old, if that bitch invited me to her home, I'd be like, yes, in a heartbeat. I don't care that I just met you today. JK Rowling, yes. Where is your address? Like, I know JK Rowling is canceled now, but I'm sorry. As much as I don't agree with the things that she said, but I'm not gonna act like I'm not and have always been a huge Harry Potter fan. Sorry. So yeah, I'd still go to that bitch's house, I'm afraid. And same with any author that I love. So yeah, I could see why Nella wouldn't really think about it as being, it's a little bit. And then when you factor in the fact that she's a black woman, a successful black woman that she looks up to, yeah, forget about it. So anyway, Nella goes over to Diana's house and they're sipping wine, they're chatting. It just looks like a good time over there at Diana's house right now. Meanwhile, Nella texts Malaika telling her she's going to be late because she actually, at an earlier point in the episode, invited Hazel over to her house to meet her new friends. That's when it became really clear, like, oh, bitch, you really drinking her Kool-Aid because you're home with your man and your bestie. But to be fair, I've never had work friends that I've been that close with that I would invite them to meet my friends in my personal life. Like, even though we were really good friends, it just never crossed those boundaries. And those bitches turned out to be some terrible friends in the end anyway. So I'm glad I didn't waste my time doing that. Also, watching this episode, it made me think, because in the book, Nella actually applies the hair grease and her behavior changes. So it made me wonder whether the TV show, like in the book, she's done it at this point and that's why she's acting like this, but in the TV show we're just supposed to take it as Nella's just so overexcited at the prospects of a new friend, you know, because there, like, whenever she was talking about Hazel, there did seem to be like almost like a kind of madness in her a little bit. Like, the overexcitement got to the point where in her eyes she just looked too giddy about it. Do you know what I mean? It's the point where it's like, bitch, you're not, your senses are not, there's something not right here. So it made me like wonder if that's because in the book she's actually under a spell at this point. I'm actually going to reread the book now that I've seen how it's played out on screen, and it's been a bigger success in my opinion in terms of how good it is. So I'm just curious as to see how I feel about the book now. So over at Nella's house, her man is cooking paella. Paella? 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 Anyway, we'll go with paella even though I'm sure my accent is completely off. And Malaika is just sitting there looking like the last thing she wants to do is meet this bitch. Hazel arrives and Owen, the boyfriend, lets her know that Nella is running late because she's still with Diana. Hazel's like, oh my god, I love that for her. And Malaika's like, do you love that for her? Do you, bitch? Do you? While Nella is at Diana's, she hears these voices whispering that are apparently meant to be Kendra's voice. At least that's what my subtitles told me. And they're whispering Nella's name. Nella doesn't really think anything of it though, because then Diana appears out of nowhere saying her name. So I think she just assumed it was Diana. But yeah, more weird shit. So she's showing Nella some pictures of her and Kendra Ray as teenagers, and while she's looking through these photos, Nella suggests that they do a memoir of her life instead of a re-release. And Diana says she's been wanting to do that, but it never felt like the right time, and she also couldn't find an editor that she trusted. And Nella's like, hello, over here. So Diana says, yeah, great, I'll go to Wagner on Monday and I'll discuss it with Richard and see what he says. Back at Nella's, it's a little awkward and uncomfortable because Malaika refuses to do the fake phony small talk with Hazel. The boyfriend is still cooking the paella. Nella comes home a little drunk, a little giddy. In the TV show, I guess we're meant to assume she's a little tipsy. In the book, hair grease. But they've run out of wine at this point, so Nella decides to go with Owen to get some more and leave Malaika and Hazel to bond. Why, I'm really not sure. In my opinion, you're running the risk of one of them being dead by the time you get back. And I know that Hazel's a psycho, but if I had to choose my fighter, I would pick Malaika, personally. So Malaika basically is just like, all right, enough of this bullshit. I'm not buying your fake little phony act because you tried to screw Nella over literally for no reason on your first day. And then now all of a sudden it's rainbows and puppy dogs. Like, bitch, please. Don't do me. Hazel tries to flip the script and act like Malaika is weird for even caring because it's not her business. And she even called her toxic. I was like, whoa, bitch, fall back. Like, I understand that you're defensive, but She's not wrong about what she's saying. It is a weird switch up. So shut the fuck up about toxic. But Malaika wasn't fazed though. She was just like, yeah, my bestie, my business. Okay, bitch. Also, Malaika is wearing a TLC t-shirt and Hazel had pointed it out earlier in the night and said that TLC were her favorite girl group and she loves them. So Malaika at this point purposely put on Baby 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 by TLC to try and catch her out. And it worked because Hazel's all like, ooh, who sings this song? And Malaika's like, aha! Gotcha, bitch! Anyway, Nell and her man come back with the wine, but then at that point, Malaika summons her into the bedroom for a little bestie meeting. Bear in mind that when her boyfriend is out here with Hazel in the living room, they can hear every word. That little part was so funny to me because the way the boyfriend is just sitting there, that awkward, like, you hot, I'm hot. Like, that made me laugh because I just started thinking, like, damn, imagine being in that situation where you're with somebody where two people just left the room to talk about you and we can hear every word. And I don't even know you. We're just both sitting here, like, just like, so what am I meant to do? Just not pretend that we can hear everything those bitches are saying? You know, we just sit here like, okay. Like, that part made me laugh so much. Just that tiny part. One thing I'll say about this show, there was little things I picked up on throughout that were like little comedic parts. And I just want to say that whoever was directing, like those little comedic moments, like brilliant. I love stuff like that because you won't immediately notice it, but it does add to the humorous tone of the show. It makes this dark shit seem just that bit lighter. So it makes it so much more easily digestible as a black person. I really like adding that quality to the show. And it's just funny. Because even little things that Richard does, as Richard is, and we'll get into that obviously nearer the time, there were some little comedic moments from him as well in the office that I was like, I did not clock that before, that's funny. But you know, the guy plays Will from Will and Grace, so his comedic acting is obviously impeccable. Anyway, Malaika tells Nella everything that happened while she was gone, and she's basically like, Nella, I love you, but are you dumb? How can you not see this bitch is phony? Nella does not see her point of view at all, to the point where she's kind of arguing with Malaika and taking Hazel's side, and she even kicked her out. Like, don't get me wrong, I understand that the examples that Malaika brought up might have seemed petty to Nella, especially considering you don't see them at all, so you're gonna maybe think that she's tripping a little bit. I get that. But I feel like Nella was doing too much. Like, the fact that she was really getting upset and had her back up about it to the point where she was arguing with Malaika when she was just trying to warn her and have her back as her best friend and then kicked her out of her house. Like, I was just like, girl, like, that's going way too far in my opinion, because she, at the end of the day, regardless of whether you agree with what she's saying or see what she's talking about, it's coming from a place of love. So how are you going to kick her out? Because now it's going to feel like you're choosing her above your best friend or something. Like, I just thought that was wrong. I think it's because Malaika made that comment about her being so starved for melanin. I think that triggered Nella, because if, oh god, I'm going to get deeply analytical about a fake character here, but let's go. That's why we're here, right? I think that Nella being who she is, I know she's black, but I do feel like she might be mixed race. I don't know if the actress is mixed race or if the character is meant to be mixed race, but I feel like regardless whether she's black and light skin or whether she's mixed race, I feel like her having a white boyfriend, working for a company that is all white people, basically nearly everywhere she goes, being one of the only black people or the only black person in that space, I feel like that's probably made her a little bit paranoid and self-conscious when she's around other black people, and has made her maybe paranoid that they feel like she's a coon or something, like, you know what I mean? Or not a coon, but you know, somebody who's like just whitewashed and not exposed to the culture, and like they almost kind of like take her out of the group chat a little bit. Like, I feel like she feels a little bit paranoid about that, and she has a bit of a insecurity about it. So when Malaika said that thing about her being starved for melanin, I think that hit a nerve, and that's why she kicked her out of her house, which I kind of understand if I'm right about my analysis of a fictional character. However, I still feel like she didn't need to kick her out. She could have just said, bitch, come on now, like, that's too far. Or she could have just returned to sender. She could have returned with another diss, you know? Like, I don't know. Kicking her out felt so OTT to me. So anyway, Malaika goes, and what killed me is her packing up the paella and putting it in the Tupperware bowl to go. I said, I know that's right, bitch, because she did not wait up in that house for ages for her to come just to have no food. I would have even packed it in a bigger Tupperware bowl. I'm gonna need leftovers later. Nella does go to Malaika's salon the next day to make up, though. She apologizes for the conversation getting so heated and kicking her out, but she really got upset by what she said, and she didn't say exactly what, but I'm assuming it's the melanin starvation comment. They both agree that they don't need to be friends with the same people. They can just hang out with each other in their group. Their group was fine the way it was anyway, and Nella can just hang out with Hazel on her own time. Malaika seems pretty happy with this. Like, yeah, take that bitch elsewhere. Not around me, ever. Okay, yeah, that's great. Love you, bestie. But no, not around here no more. Back at work, Nella speaks to Diana and she convinces her to let Hazel join them on the project in working on the memoir with her. Nella's speech was so heartwarming. Like, the way she felt such a necessity to bring in the only other black women in the office on this project, especially when, like Diana points out, you would think her being her favorite author, she would have wanted to spend more time alone with her and kind of just have this to herself. Like, it just outlines Hazel and Nella's fundamental differences. And this is essentially exactly what Malaika was saying. Like, the fact that this bitch did not know you from anywhere, only the fact that you were a black woman, and you would think and hope that she would show some solidarity in that. But no, she throws you under the bus and fucks you over unprovoked. But you, Nella, have the opportunity to work with your favorite author all by your damn self. You earned it, you pitched this, you deserve it. You are here because of you. But you still work hard to make a case for Hazel so she can join in and also benefit from being mentored by Diana Gordon. Like, it just really just shows that they're polar opposites and how mismatched this friendship is. Like, the part where she said, I don't want to succeed by myself if it's just me, like, that's not what success looks like to me. I was just like, oh, girl, that is beautiful. And when she does tell Hazel the news, Hazel doesn't seem happy or excited at all. She seems surprised and uncomfortable, but we know why that is. Hazel goes to Malaika's salon, and Malaika basically tells her, bitch, don't fuck with me. And Hazel says, Malaika, as usual, you have it completely backwards. I'm the one you don't want to fuck with. And that moment is so eerie and creepy, even Malaika is scared. And she's not done. Hazel goes on, I'm not going anywhere, bitch. I'm not leaving Nella's life. I'm not leaving her work. I'm here to stay. So I suggest you get used to it. Psycho much? Like, I just wonder what Malaika felt leaving that conversation, because what in the entire fuck are you talking about? In what world do you not bring this to your best friend and you both agree that that bitch is crazy? What? You just met this hoe. Like, I just really don't understand how this conversation was just brushed aside. I understand that Malaika already had a fight with Nella, so maybe she was hesitant about bringing anything else to her, but that was definitely something to tell your best friend about. That person is dangerous as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we know that she is now, but in real life, I might be inclined to call the police. The fuck? Anyway, the episode ends with Nella on the train home from work. The woman that bumped into Nella on purpose at the start of the episode suddenly appears out of nowhere, and she goes up to Nella and said, her name is not Hazel, it's Eva. And then she puts a note in Nella's bag and then jumps off the train, because at that point she chose to do it just before the doors opened so she could jump out. And obviously it's New York, big rush. Nella didn't catch a trace of her once she jumped out of the train. She opens up the note and it's written with the exact same pen, it's the exact same handwriting and the exact same paper as the note that she found in her coat pocket telling her to leave Wagner. But this one says tomorrow at 5 p.m. and then an address. So yeah, Nella, again, I said this in the last review, I don't know how many signs you need to make it very clear to you that Hazel is not to be trusted. In fact, I don't think it's dramatic at this point to just get a new job. Seriously. Pay attention to what the first note said. How about that? Just leave that place. Like, oh, I just don't understand how some people are really fearless, because I'm telling you, I would be terrified. I would not go to that address. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going there either, because you seem crazy too. But at the same time, Hazel seems crazy outside of the things that I'm getting from this bitch. So for me, that's quite enough signs. I'm okay. Like, I can work from home going forward until I find a new job. It is not that deep. She's smart. I'm sure she can find another publishing company that she can work for. Anyway, you guys, as usual, please let me know what you think of my review and let me know what you think of the show. I'm curious to know, the people watching, are you watching along or have you already watched it and you're just watching my reviews? Like, I'm just genuinely curious, just so I know from the reviews that I do in the future whether or not I should do spoilers along the way, because I'm trying not to at the moment just in case people have not seen the entire series, but I would be curious just to know so I know. But anyway, thank you for watching as usual. Please like the video, comment below as I said, and subscribe to my channel for more reviews. My name is Hannah OJ and I am out. Bye.